in terms of junk sooner than.
Before the movie begins, MC Anthony White steps on stage in a pink, skin-tight dress to explain the house rules and conduct the virgin ritual. That means audience members who have never seen the movie in theaters before receive a V on their forehead and flaming red lipstick and stand on stage. Sometimes what happens next is rude and crude.
But since we have some people of varying ages here, I think we're going to tone it down a little bit today. But
the virgins for this ritual line up and learn the time warp.
All right, so virgins, it's just a jump to the left. Jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
And now a step to the right. Put your hands on your hips and bring your knees in tight.
One of the interactive features involves doing obscenity-filled callbacks. Fans shout certain phrases at different points in the script. It doesn't stop there. When the two protagonists leave a church, audience members throw rice. When they walk through the rain towards a castle, someone runs along the aisles and squirts water over the audience. You better have been as resourceful as one of the characters and brought a newspaper along. Luckily, KMXT provided goodie bags with many of these items, including a newspaper. And I don't know who brought the toast, but I did get hit by some when Frankenfurter proposes a toast during one scene. Frank is the movie's anti-hero, a scientist who uses a section of his ex-lover's brain to create a slave to serve his wicked whims. And although Frank has none too honorable intentions towards his dumb blonde Atlas, Frankenfurter's monster can't help but love his creator in the end. Actor Tim Curry steals the show as the corseted, high-heel-wearing character, one of his most famous roles.
Hard to do, I see you've mapped my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little broad dime, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover.
The show, some of the virgins say they were pleasantly surprised by the audience's enthusiastic response and the overall experience.
It made it a lot more exciting to have people, like, it made it feel like you're in the movie as well when, you know, people say stuff like that.
Oh,
it was amazing.
It.
I didn't understand any of it, but I loved it.
What was it like having everyone speaking, kind of screaming at the screen?
It was really fun to catch on to and, like, you know, felt like I was part of it. Two words to describe this movie is probably, like, rice and sex.
If the two protagonists' experiences at Frank's castle leave them a little shell-shocked, some of that effect rubs off on the audience. Rocky Horror is as bizarre as it is funny, and as bad as it is good, which is what makes stumbling out of the movie theater at 2 o'clock in the morning so worth it. I'm Kayla DeRoche.